हरे कृष्णा। ह्यूमन विल इज फाउंडेड एंड फुलफिल्ड इन द डिवाइन विल। ह्यूमन विल रेफर्स टू आवर विल एज विलिंग कॉन्शियस क्रिएचर्स। डिवाइन विल रेफर्स टू द विल ऑफ गॉड। सो मेनी पीपल थिंक दैट ह्यूमन विल एंड डिवाइन विल आर इन कॉन्ट्रडिक्शन, दैट गॉड वॉन्ट्स टू टेक अवे आर फ्रीडम and that when we become devoted to God, we have to give up all our independence and we act whimsically. But actually, that is far from the truth. Human will is founded in and fulfilled in the divine will. Human will is founded in the divine will. That means that we, whatever capacity to have free will we have, that is given to us by God. So our free will is founded in divine will. It is because of God's omnipotence and because of His omnibenevolence specifically. He chose not to make us as robots or as machines, but as conscious beings with the capacity to choose. And because it is God's supreme will, that is why He has given us free will. And He gives us the guidance about how to best use our free will in the most optimal way. And this is not a deprivation of our full will, free will. That is the culmination of our free will. How is that? Because ultimately, what do we want to use our free will for? We are by nature pleasure seeking, and we look for pleasure in various ways. And the highest pleasure comes when we connect with the source of supreme pleasure, that is God. So to the extent we connect with Him, to that extent we experience lasting happiness. So the more we connect with God, the more we experience happiness. And the more we experience happiness, the more we feel inspired to act in the way that gives us happiness. And this way we move onwards and onwards and onwards towards everlasting happiness. So, our ability, our creativity, our talents, all these come from God, and they attain their perfection. We are able to make the maximum contribution socially, and we are able to find the maximum satisfaction internally when we use our abilities and talents in God's service. And when we act in this mood, then we become fully satisfied. Our free will, when it is used for various other things, it is underused. It is sometimes even misused. And thus, our free will causes, our use of free will may cause others distress and it may cause us distress also. But when we use the free will according to God's will, then that is not a sign of renouncing our free will, but it is of harmonizing our free will with God out of affection, out of devotion, out of love. And in that loving reciprocation, we find the greatest fulfillment. It's like in love, people may say that your will is my command. Now, there's a lover and a beloved. The beloved may say your will is my command. And the beloved says that not because he or she is a slave to the lover, but because they want to do it and they want to please their beloved. So when we see the relationship between God as us, not as primarily a dictator and a dictated, but as lovers, then we will see that harmonizing our will with His will is not an act of giving up our free will, but using our free will in such a way that it brings us the greatest satisfaction. And whatever other ways we want to use our free will, that is underuse or misuse, and the forces within us that impel us to use our will that way, they become weakened and destroyed when we expose them to the light of God's wisdom and the light of God's love. And that's what happens to Arjuna when initially he's confused about what to do. He's reluctant to fight in the war as Krishna wants him to. But when Krishna speaks the Bhagavad Gita to him, at the end of it, Arjuna surrenders in 18.73 by declaring, Nashto mohasmuti labdha tvat prasadan mayachuta sito smigata sandeha karishye vachinam tava. So he says, Karishye vachinam tava, I will do your will. So Krishna, Arjuna surrenders here to Krishna, and he's doing it voluntarily with knowledge in the light of Krishna's wisdom and Krishna's love. And this choice of surrendering to God is the means by which his free will is fulfilled, because he attains the greatest achievements in his archery career in the subsequent service that he performs to Krishna. Thus, human will is founded in the divine will, and it is fulfilled in divine will. Thank you. Hare Krishna.